Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Okay, if you're going to correct my playoff predictions, my AFC playoff predictions, do me one favor. You can't say the San Diego Chargers are getting in. You've already lost. You got it. It's details, Jades. If you go to jury duty, you're going to learn this. It's all about the details. Remember, folks, it's the Los Angeles Chargers, not San Diego. You've already lost. There is no such thing as the San Diego Chargers. Mike Brohard joining me from CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, am I wrong? I mean, I gotta be tough on these people. They think they can get away with just calling the Chargers the San Diego Chargers. It's absurd.
You can't be casual about these kind of things.
Right. We're talking predictions for playoffs. These are all meaningful. Everything that I say and predict is very meaningful, Mike. We can't screw around.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't.
Right. It's the details, my man. Hey, I don't know if I can ask this, but I'm going to ask. Jaden is 18, and he has been summoned. He's going to find out what the next step is for jury duty, but I've never actually been on jury duty before. Have you?
Okay, I got funny stories about this.
Good.
Yes, I got a jury summons once, and I went in, and I was part of the alternate pool, so never got selected. The funny thing was, is my wife, back in the day, one time was put on a grand jury in Northern Colorado, and she said, I can't talk to you about it ever. And I said, I understand this, that's fine. Then you got to remember, this is back at the time I'm covering CSU football as a reporter for the Loveland Reporter Herald. The grand jury she was selected on all of a sudden came across the ESPN ticker and said three players from CSU football had been indicted in a bank fraud scheme.
What?
And so I called her at work and I said, so you guys indicted three players? And she goes, no, we didn't. She goes, wait a minute, you can't ask me that. And how do you know about that? And I said, well, it just came across ESPN, and there's only one grand jury going on right now, so I'm pretty much sure that you're part of it. And she goes, we're not talking about this. So, of course, my role as a reporter, I had to call the Fort Collins District Attorney's Office, and I said, this is Mike Brohard. And the secretary knew Brohard because my wife was on the grand jury list, sent me into the DA, and the DA goes, you're not Debbie. And I said, no, I'm not. And he goes, we might have an issue here. Can you please have your cops reporter at the time, it's a reporter Herald, please do the story? And I said, sure. And then the next day when Deb went in to close out her stuff for jury duty, he goes, I guess we should have asked you on the stand what your husband does for a living. So for like 8 months, she sat through this. And it was dealing with the football team that I covered.
That you, yes, yes.
And we never talked about it. We never once did until the day I saw it on the ESPN ticker. And then afterwards, she told me everything that went on. And, of course, that day I went out to practice, and Sonny Lubick was a coach at the time. And Sonny Lubick told us everything that had gone on. The four reporters that were there at the time, and it was me and Tony Pfeiffer and Randy Holtz and Natalie Meisler. And he just went through great detail, more so than the district attorney's office would have wished he would have, and just laid it all out for us.
That is incredible, man. Well, that answers my question, too. Well, I guess it answers it because I was joking with Jaden, and I said, tell them you work at a radio station. Maybe that'll get you out of there.
I'm telling you, Jaden, if you tell them that you work for a news gathering organization, they will probably veto you faster than they can get you in the door.
Dude, there you go. So if you don't want to go, as long as you work here, so play your cards right, you can get out of jury duty.
Just tell them you're part of the trusty news organization.
That is great. Thank you for sharing. How crazy is that? That's dedication, by the way, for her to not say anything to you. And again, I know you can't, but it's your husband. But still, she knows what you do.
Yeah, she knew it was a team I was dealing with. And honestly, it was like, I was kind of curious because I've always wanted to be on a jury. I am one of those weirdos that has always wanted to be on a jury. I just feel like it's my civic duty and I would like to go through it once. But I always knew that working in a newspaper, there was no way on God's green earth they were going to ever let me sit on a jury. So I don't know. Maybe now that I work at CSU, maybe they'll let me do it. But,
yeah.
No, I mean, I was curious what she was doing, but I respected what she was going through. So I never asked, and never once during, there was never any inkling of what was going on around the football program. I mean, nobody missed time. You know, the key players that were involved, and there was really only, I would say, one really key player on the football roster that was involved with this. And they weren't found guilty. They weren't, you know, anything like that. I don't even think they got charges.
Wow.
But so I was just never, it was like, okay, I just respect your privacy. I figured it was probably some kind of, you know, something that I didn't really care about. Obviously, it was something that had been.
It was your job. Great.
I didn't know it was going to greatly affect a team that I covered.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, that is crazy. That is a perfect example of what we were talking about, too. So thank you for sharing that, my man. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. A little windy out there today, Mike. When I got out there to practice this morning, it wasn't that bad yet, but they chose to practice inside Canvas today. Was that because of the wind, or was that just random? They just decided, let's move into the stadium.
I think they decided to move into the stadium just because they like practicing in there. They're not going to be the first coaching staff that did enjoy doing that. Secondly, I don't know, were you still there by the time I got there? It was like the last hour of practice for the ones and threes. It was a windy, driving, cold wind.
Yeah, I left at like 8. It was windy, and you were starting to feel some sprinkles, but nothing
so
crazy.
I showed up at 7:50, and it was some sprinkles. But by, I'm going to say 8:20, it was just a driving, I mean, people out there were soaked.
Mm.
But here's the thing. You're going to play in those conditions, so you might as well learn to practice in them. And I think that's kind of, you know, the approach you take.
I think that's a great point. You're going to play in crazy weather. Whether it's windy, rainy, snowy, whatever, they're not going to typically not going to call those games, especially when it comes to football. So they got to get used to it. Again, just out there, I'm loving it. There's just so many passes, so little time. I mean, just three quarterbacks out there throwing it left and right. These receivers are going on. I mean, there's great picture opportunities all practice, Mike, because receivers are going out all the time. However, I loved your story talking more about the running back side of things, because I'm getting a lot of questions. I know you are. People are like, okay, well, what's the running back situation going to look like in an air raid CSU offense?
Yeah, I'm glad you've already read it.
Wow. I mean, yes, sir.
You're really like Johnny on the spot. I think I posted that thing at about, 10:40?
Yeah.
So it was a great curiosity for me. So, you know, like the first time I got to talk to Matt and Jay, it's like, you know, we have no problem trying to find quarterbacks, wide receivers in this because, yeah, you tell any high school quarterback, come here, you're going to throw it 50 times, their eyes are going to light up. A receiver thinking they're going to catch 50-some passes a game or a season, yeah, their eyes are going to light up. Okay, what do you do with a running back who a lot of these guys in high school are used to being the centerpiece of an offense? They're getting 20 carries a game. They're rushing for 300 yards if you're Kyle Bell back in the days with Weld Central. So what's the appeal? Well, you're an all-around back. If you think about it, and like we did, I thought it was Avery Morrow. Really enjoyed talking with him. You know, he told me, you know, he looks at like a Deebo Samuels and how they use him with the 49ers, and that's what he kind of gets to do. And you talk to Ajon Vivens, and it's like, I get to be a complete back. You know, he came here from Mullen. He was initially a slot receiver. We moved him, you know, they moved him to running back. So he's got that skill set to where he can catch a ball. So I just looked at it. You know, you like Tua last year for Nevada. Yeah, he had less carries than did David Bailey, but he had three times as many receptions. He actually had 1,000 yards season, which David Bailey did not. So there are touches and opportunities. And if you're a back that's got some elusiveness to him, wouldn't you like to catch a ball in space?
Yeah, no doubt.
You don't have to break through a line and create your own hole. You've already got the ball in space. And if you make a guy miss, you got a big game. So the running backs told me there's a lot that they love about this offense. And then, of course, I think it's going to make them more adept at being – you know, you always hear coaches talk about pass pro. They really have to be on their P's and Q's in this offense, because there are times they're going to be in the backfield where they've got to do it, and times that they're not required to do it, and they'll go out on routes, and it's reading when those times are for them. So I think there's a lot of use for a running back in this offensive system.
We're talking to Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. What a difference. What a difference this team is going to be. We've talked about it a lot on the offensive side for sure. Just high flying, air raid for air raid. And as you put together, you know, the running back situation going to be completely different as well. And I think that's what's going to be so exciting. A question I had for you, we got to chatting about it today with Mr. Neves and Mr. Lytle out there. And we were saying, okay, I think no matter what, okay, let's see if the defense is okay maybe this year. I don't know how good they're going to be, but fans are going to be entertained, right? And you know, some of the other guys standing there are like, yeah, but sometimes they got frustrated with Coach Bobo's regime where, okay, we love the offense. It's high-flying, but maybe the attention wasn't there to the defensive side. Mike, is there any concern that we're going to – I mean, maybe even a better offense, but what are your thoughts on the defensive side of the ball? Again, spring ball, we only know so much at this stage, but do you have any kind of fear in the back of your mind that the defense is going to be kind of a second fiddle?
I don't have any – no. Okay, so no. No on that right away. Freddie Banks does not come from, you know, his background at North Dakota State and think he's going to take a job where defense is going to be a secondary type of thing. Anybody that's spent any time in North Dakota, and I did for a spell, they take their football seriously, the defense especially, and it's a really good system. Now, I'm curious. I'm not concerned yet. One, I don't put a whole lot of stock in the spring ball. This is teaching. This is going to class. There's no final yet. Finals don't come until September, okay? So they've got this spring to kind of learn the nuances of it, this summer to work on it, and fall camp to really get it down pat. Okay, now, the questions you're going to have where the curiosity comes is, do they have the type of athletes in place that they want? Well, you want to play press coverage, so you'll notice really not many of the cornerbacks that were here last year are still here. They want bigger physical guys that are going to play press and play man. That's what they want to do. So that change has got to take place. You're looking at basically a 4-4-2-5. They're going to play nickel. It's going to be their base pretty much. So it's what type of linebackers do they want? You know, are they more athletic or are they bigger? You know, do they have those bodies in place that they want in the positions they want them? Do you have a lineman that can – you know, pass rush. That's why I thought it was, that's why I really wanted to do a story on Mo Kamara. I mean, he's been a great pass rusher here in spots for his three seasons, but they want him to be a run stopper, and can he do it? And they feel he's got all the tools. He's just never really been asked to do it in that role because he's played behind somebody. You know, you play behind a Scott Patchen, who was adept at doing both. You know, you're probably not going to get that many snaps because Scott didn't really like to share his position a whole lot. You know, I'm going to give it some time to see what the defense is going to do, but I've been around this program a long time. There was that stretch at the end of the Bobo era where they finally started playing some defense. We had a run of games where we were giving up less than 300 yards of total offense, which had not been done since the Sonny Lubick era. It has been a long time since CSU played really stingy, hard-nosed defense. Go back to the, you know, the Larry Kerr defenses when you had a Joey Porter, Sean Moran, you know, those guys patrolling. And that was the last time CSU really had a dominant defense. Now, you're going to get to the point. I think that's always the goal. You would like to have a defense that can be shut down and an offense that can be light up the scoreboard worthy. And that's when you start dominating a conference.
Well, Mike, like I loved your running back piece, and I look forward to some of those defensive pieces as well coming up. I'm with you. I'm a big Freddie Banks fan. We want to try to get him on the show soon. So if anybody can do it and say, hey, we're not second fiddle. I know we're talking for air raid, but we can carve out our little niche too. It might be that guy. Mike, appreciate you as always, and I hope for your sake personally now that you do get to serve on that jury someday, my friend.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, I don't even really care what it is. I mean, I suppose it'd be kind of cool if you got in like a case that's like, you know, Criminal Minds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That would be kind of neat. Though I guess that means I'm secretly saying there's a hell killer that I hope running around. And I don't. I really don't. But that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't want a boring case, but, you know, I'd like one.
Yeah. Well,
I think, I don't know. I just think it'd be cool. And I know I am in the vast minority in this way.
I wish I could go there with you. My wife's the same way, though. She's like, oh, I loved it when I did it. It was a blast. Mike, my friend, we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I like what he said. I had to ask. Are you worried about a defense being second fiddle to all this four air raid, throwing the ball around? You got 9,000 quarterbacks throwing to 20,000 wide receivers out there, it feels like. And I love it. But I'm a defensive guy, too, at heart, Jaden. And I want to see Freddie Banks do something cool. I'm going to get him on the show soon. All right, we'll take a break here. Jades is looking at me. He's tapping the wrist, man. He's saying, hey, we got to take a break. 12:51 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK, live from the Allo Communications Studios. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.